Alice's Adventure in Wonderland. Couldn't find any music for that one. We turn to my next guest to talk about Grand Rapids Civic Theater and School of Theater Arts that does present its summer repertory theater. It's in the process as we speak. It's an intensive production and, of course, culminates with Showtime. Glad that you are here involved. You are Krista Price. Are you directing All Shook Up?
Yes, I'm the director of All Shook Up, and we're really excited to bring the show to the stage.
Nice. Monty McLaughlin, thank you. You are in the cast of Alice's Adventure in Wonderland?
Yes, I am, and it's so much fun to be in.
Nice. And it looks like my notes tell me you're also involved in the summer repertory theater.
I am. I'm taking classes in the morning.
Great. Well, it looks like you're missing one now. But this is kind of a class in its own. All right, Krista, give me the big picture, please. Of course, what an opportunity for kids who want to follow their passion with these presentations and this school.
Absolutely. So it's interesting that you present it that way, because really one of the themes of the show is following your dream and what that looks like, especially if you're in a place where that doesn't necessarily support that. So the themes of the show are really meaningful to the kids and to all audiences. So the overall plot of the show is...
You're talking specifically of All Shook Up?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. A young motorcycle riding, guitar playing, roustabout, as they call him, shows up in a 1950s Midwest town and gets the town a little riled up, much to the dismay of the mayor. What's special about the show is it's all Elvis Presley music. So they've built a story around the Elvis Presley music. So it's very fun music.
Nice. Now, Monty, are you, as a student, are you involved only with Alice, or do you do some work with All Shook Up as well?
I get to interact with the All Shook Up cast during the day when we take classes together. Everyone's required to take an acting class and a dance class. And so I get to talk with them then, but I haven't seen much from the All Shook Up, the actual show, but I'm super excited to see what they have coming.
Yes. How, back to more of the big picture, Krista, how does this work? So the kids who sign up for the Summer Repertory Theater Intensive Opportunity learn both on and backstage work, and then do we focus on one show?
Well, it's definitely intensive. We have that word in there for a reason. Yeah. Civic Theater has a really special program with that. So during the day, the students are taking classes, and then in the evening, they're working with guest directors on the actual production. So the kids during the day, while they may interact, in the evening are in one show or the other. So we cast our shows in March, and we do the auditions all at the same time. So the two directors are putting together the cast for both shows at the same time. And then during the summer, obviously, they're working separate for the show and together for their day classes.
But you're directing All Shook Up.
That's correct.
Yep. Who's your director for Alice's?
Kristen Tomlin is directing Alice.
Very nice. And back to you then, Maudie. Tell me a little bit about how a day works. Like, how will tomorrow work?
Well, we get to class at 3:30, and we go through our acting class and our dance class, and we get an extra elective, which changes from week to week. So we get to learn something new that's fun and exciting about theater. And then we get dinner, which is very important. And then in the evening, starting around 7 o'clock, we do rehearsals until about 10.
And on behalf of Alice's Adventure in Wonderland, goodness gracious, you're learning to be a mouse, Tweedledee, and Queen of Hearts.
I am. It's so much fun. Everybody gets to play about like 2 to 3 characters, and it's so much fun to explore. We've done character work for each and every character we play, and we get to explore what's different about each character and what makes them a little crazy in their own way. And we even like to do a game called Hot Seat, where the cast gets to interact with a character and ask them any question they want, and the person has to answer in their character's mindset.
So it's just more than memorizing lines and repeating them on stage, right?
Definitely.
Yes. Tell me more, Krista, about the presentations, actually the performances. So July 26th, so we're still rehearsing.
Yeah, absolutely. We started the week before the 4th of July, so mm-hmm. we're in our third week with a condensed week last week due to the holiday, and we'll be rehearsing right up to when we open on the 26th, mm-hmm. and Alice opens on the 27th.
Yeah, what's the specific run then? We're talking the last weekend of the month.
Yep, last weekend of July, first weekend of August.
Oh, so two weekends you run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. Keep up your energy. How important is it to learn both what's happening on stage and behind the stage for these kids?
Well, there's some students that follow a production track, so that, again, they're in classes during the day, but when we're rehearsing in the evening, they're either in costume or in the scene shop or, you know, one of the other areas learning with a professional, and also helping to build our sets and build our costumes and all of that. So there are a couple different tracks that these kids can take, which really gives them a professional experience.
It's got to be fun getting into the character of a mouse, right?
Oh, yes. And my character of Mouse is so annoying, and honestly, all of the Wonderland characters are a bit rude. They like to push Alice around, but it's just what gets her into these wacky situations and leads her on this path through this crazy world.
Nice. Now, are you meeting new? Are you from this area, Maudie?
Yeah, I'm from East Grand Rapids, and.
Are you meeting, obviously you must be meeting other students that perhaps don't go to your school or...
Oh yeah, there's kids from all around, and it's so much fun because we all come together and it's easy to get to know people because we all just want to do theater, you know? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like we forget about school and we forget about, you know, what we're doing outside, and it's just... We're here for the rest of the day to do theater, and you're all my best friends now.
Right. And you can't beat hanging out at Grand Rapids Civic Theater, right? Best of the best. Krista Price, what else would you like to share? Obviously, you're full steam ahead with the Summer Repertory Theater Intensive Productions, but theater education happens for kids all year long. And what's more of your background?
Well, I've been directing for 21 years now. I've directed at Byron Center, started and ran their program, also at Rockford, and now I'm on the east side of the state, so I'm imported right now. I directed at Grand Rapids Civic Theater for this program last summer, and this is my second year there. But as far as the show, it's definitely one that can be enjoyed by the entire family. Elvis music is really, really fun. It's a very song and dance type of show.
Who provides your music for this particular show?
Do you mean who is the music director?
Yeah, and the kids are singing. Are there instrumentalists involved as well?
Some years we have live music, and some years we are using track-type music that is often altered to kind of best fit our needs, and we are doing the latter of those two things this year. So we have tracks that are being altered to the best needs of the cast.
Close your eyes, and we'll picture Elvis in the audience, right?
Absolutely. You'll see him on stage, too, in a different version.
And I'll look for that mouse running around on stage in a different. I always ask this question, Maudie, why come see your show?
Because I feel like Alice in Wonderland is not only just a crazy show, but it's so in depth, and all of the kids on stage are showing like a weird part of themselves that they wouldn't like show normally in real life. I feel like it's a once in a lifetime opportunity, and it's a great memory to have.
Great. Well, break a leg in the show Alice's Adventure in Wonderland, Maudie McLaughlin, and certainly Krista Price directing All Shook Up. Details one more time. We head to, I trust, Grand Rapids Civic Theater's website?
That's correct, grct.org.
What's the run again of both All Shook Up and Alice's Adventures?
We open July 26th and run through August 3rd.
Camp today, right?
Yes.
Yep. Take care, all. It's time.